USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Having been declared a hurricane hours ago, it was Tropical Storm Isaias, is now heading towards the eastern seaboard. John Cangliosi at the National Hurricane Center says the storm is expected to near Florida's southeastern coast over the weekend.
And then the threat expands up the coast for the Carolinas early next week, and then for New England, Long Island and New England, toward the middle of the week.
And he says it could maintain Hurricane 1 strength all the way up the coast. One Marine has died in a mishap off the coast of California, 8 others still missing. The Pentagon says 16 service members were inside an amphibious assault vehicle when it started taking on water. The Navy and Coast Guard are assisting in a search, which involves multiple helicopters and boats from the larger Navy ships nearby. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by July 31st, and you'll save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
At yesterday's COVID-19 briefing at the White House, President Trump remembered businessman and three-time GOP presidential hopeful Herman Cain, who died yesterday.
He was a very special person. I got to know him very well, and unfortunately he passed away from a thing called the China virus.
Cain, who became a big Trump ally after his own three failed campaigns, was 74. Democratic National Convention planners say they will be meeting for just 2 hours each night, starting on August 17th at the Milwaukee venue. Planners saying yesterday that Joe Biden's vice presidential choice, whoever it is, will deliver a speech from Milwaukee on the 18th. Biden himself is scheduled to speak from the convention site on the following night. The Dow fell 225 yesterday. The Nasdaq gained 45. This morning, Dow futures were up at last check by 66 points, S&P futures by 10. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A top Trump administration official discusses the president's decision to pull more troops out of Afghanistan. Here's more from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was testifying before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Pompeo was asked by a Republican senator from Kentucky, Rand Paul, when exactly we're getting our troops out of Afghanistan and bringing them home.
So the president's given two missions. One is to reduce our force posture, both the risk to our young men and women who are fighting there. Second is to ensure that there's not a terror attack that emanates from that space. We set about conducting a peace and reconciliation process. We've now reduced forces there by about half since their most recent peak. We're on our way to reduce even further. Hopeful that we will get the Afghans to begin their negotiation, because President Trump has made very clear his expectation. We've entered into agreement that we'll go to zero. We'll get our forces out of there. I think it's May of next year. We're looking to do that on terms that make sure we protect America from a...
And Cook County prosecutors in Chicago dropping a domestic battery case involving two of R. Kelly's former girlfriends. Jocelyn Savage was accused of hitting and kicking Azriel Clary in a January attack at the singer's home in Trump Tower in Chicago. It was caught on Instagram Live. Prosecutors decided to drop the charge against Savage earlier this month after Clary said she didn't want to proceed. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.